All right. Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. And gosh, it's been a long week, and I think we need some dessert. Of course, there's no bad time for dessert, right? Any time of day for me. But one of the things that we wanted to talk about is how a little ice cream can go a long way towards building goodwill. And that is the theory of Mark Wheeler, a Juno man in the business of making handmade ice cream. Welcome to Juno Afternoon, Mark. And of course, we want to talk to you a little bit about this plan you have to use ice cream to build bridges.
Well, you know, it was fun to hear Senator Machicki and, you know, some his girls and his wife are some of our best customers. So it's great to have him back in Juno. But so we have an ice cream shop down by the Federal Building. My wife and I own a ice cream shop where we make handmade ice cream, and we serve delicious organic Sentinel coffee. We bake our own pastries, and we offer some lunch items. And now we're doing some take and bake dinners during the pandemic. But for a few months now, my wife and I have been talking about this idea to try to help build some civil discourse. And so this week we launched this promotion where we're offering a free scoop to anyone who brings a friend or an acquaintance that voted for the other party in the last state or federal election. So, you know, I believe in food. I believe in the magic of ice cream. And I believe ice cream can really bring people together in a way that is pretty unique. But I also recognize that these are very fraught times. And just listening to my friends Libby and Becca earlier in the show, there is a lot of feelings of lack of safety right now in our culture. And it's just been interesting talking to some of my friends in the some of my Black and Indigenous and persons of color friends about this, and realizing that not everybody feels safe right now, and not everyone is ready to have these discussions. So I just wanted to acknowledge that those feelings. And so we launched this promotion, and we had Senator Hughes from Palmer and Representative Christ Tompkins from Sitka come to COPA the other day and share a cone, and it was really sweet. They are both, you know, really good people, and they have a lot to talk about, not always politics, but they could come together and share an ice cream and some laughs, and it was really nice to see. You know, we want to be a place.
Quickly, what kind of ice cream did they order?
Well, Jonathan is a great customer as well. He actually, one of our tables in the corner was annexed to his district in a little ceremony with farm representative from Juno. But Jonathan is a big chocolate guy, so he had our deep chocolate ice cream. And Shelley, being the diplomat she is, she had our Sitka salted caramel, which uses Sitka sea salt from Alaska Pure sea salt. So
just real quickly, because we're about out of time. Now, you have another deal, another free ice cream deal. So pay attention to this, everybody.
Well, it's not ice cream. We're kind of pivoting a little bit. And, you know, we really take COVID-19 seriously. No, well, we also serve this delicious organic Sentinel coffee, and we really want to help encourage folks to get vaccinated. So if you come to COPA with your completed vaccination card with both doses, then we'll give you a free drip coffee, and we'll run that throughout the summer. You know, we realize people aren't going to get vaccinated just for a coffee, but we want to celebrate people taking that step and acknowledging how it's going to help protect all of us in the community. So we really want to support that and support safety and the health of our community.
All righty. Well, I got to go, but thank you, Mark, for joining us. Wonderful thing to do. Have a great weekend.